So, in recent news, I guess I'll just jump in. People have been talking a whole lot about Clannad on Steam and how it's $50. But I guess I haven't actually looked much at it myself, but I guess people are really upset over it being $50. I don't know if that's because of, like, as opposed to $40, or if they generally just think that that's too much for the novel itself.
Some people are disappointed because it was quote-unquote advertised as $40, even though they never officially said that.
Even though nobody talked about that magazine, by the way, for, quite a while. It kind of went under the radar. I think, looking at it from a Kickstarter perspective, people need to remember that Kickstarter is not a pre-order program. It's literally, it's an investment. Because, one, you don't even know if the actual outcome will be successful, or
if it reaches its goal, you still don't know if it'll be
successful. Yeah, even if it reaches its goal, it may not even come out until, 3 years later, and it may even still not work. Because Kickstarter is an investment, and you need to be a smart consumer whenever you jump in. But when you happen to get a tier that actually gets you the game or whatever, which is usually a pretty hefty amount, it'll either be a thank you, so it'll be a little bit cheaper, or you'll get it kind of at the same price, or maybe even sometimes you'll pay more on Kickstarter than you will for the actual release. It depends on what we're talking about. But using that as a guideline to assume what the actual pricing will be when it releases isn't something you should probably do.
So before we continue further, hi everybody, welcome to the new Kazumatsu podcast. As you see, we've done a little bit of renovating since the monthly Terra, and we're trying out this new format where we take one specific topic and talk about it for a little while in these sort of mini podcasts. Today we have our regular cast of myself, Aspiety, as well as Biscuit, Dirt, and Pepe, and joining us today we have the guest, Linkthinks. So Linkthinks, what do you think?
I guess the biggest thing that I've been thinking about, you know, I tend to think about these things. The thing I've been thinking the most about is probably with the $50 price point. I mean, for one, I feel like with people thinking it's like $40 and getting upset over that, I feel like some of that is like self-entitlement, which is kind of obnoxious. But aside from that, I think there is a bit of a discrepancy between a price point being justified and a price point being profitable. And in this case, it's too much for it. I personally don't think it's going to do great on Steam at a $50 price point when you're surrounded by extremely discounted cheap games that you can get hundreds of hours out of for, like, a fraction of the price. Not to mention that visual novels are a medium that's unfamiliar to a lot of people, so doing that kind of investment in the first place is kind of a big step. Now, hopefully, the hope is, right, Clannad gets enough good press that people buy it anyways. That's definitely what I want to happen. And sales help a lot, too, because this is fucking Steam, and if it's something's not on sale, no one buys it. So,
true.
Yeah. that's what I think.
Feel
Except on the release date. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess the first question we should be asking is, do you feel like this price point is in fact justified?
Okay, that's the first topic of interest here. A lot of people are complaining that it's not justified considering it's an 11-year-old game. And I get where they're coming from, but they don't realize just how much effort was put into this. And I think a lot of the people, even backers, don't realize how much effort was put into this quote-unquote re-release, because like they've already announced stuff like the Dangopedia, they've announced HD assets. That's something that even if you buy the 11-year-old version, which does cost more, mind you, this is actually technically the cheapest version of maybe it isn't, but anyway, it still has more features than all of those old versions.
It's like the definitive edition of Clannad, and it's also basically equally priced to what you would pay for the actual novel without all of the added features and being translated. To further add to that, we also live in the age of the HD remaster, where like every single game on the planet that was on a previous generation of consoles and our console generation, and even on PC apparently, if you look at something like Darksiders, where those games are re-released at $60.
Yep.
And people buy them.
Exactly.
If you look at a game like Tomb Raider, which didn't really hit, like, for example, Square Enix thought that Tomb Raider was going to sell much higher than it did on initial release. However, over time, the game sold a whole lot more than their original expectations because it was re-released on current consoles and stuff like that. So it ended up selling a whole lot. So that stuff sells.
Okay, just
so that would be my argument to that, is that we're talking about a market that already embraces and accepts this pricing model. And this is still, you know, pretty fairly priced, and you're getting more stuff.
Just to give a comparison with the Japanese version, the Japanese version, by the way, is 6,000 yen on retail price, which is $50. So it's the same price if you get it from Japan, plus you have to pay import fees. Anyway.
Yeah, and it's also, this is not necessarily a re-release as much as it's kind of an original release on English markets and on Steam, right? Because it's never been there before. This is the first time that it's actually getting into this market, right? And so money had to go into it getting there. So of course they want to make a profit. I mean, any business would want to make a profit. I feel like, going back to what Link had said, about $50 being steep for something that's trying to get itself out there, I think that's actually a pretty valid point, and I agree with that. However, I think you would be underselling the game, and it would just not be a smart business practice. And we all know visual arts is their business, right? So they're going to price things properly. And I would also agree that I don't think very many people are going to willy-nilly go out and spend $50 on anything that is their first experience. Like, it's just not going to happen. But I also don't think that there's a fair price for it to be... Or I don't think there's a good price for it to be for people to still make that commitment. Like, if it was $20, I still don't think people would make the plunge. It would be easier to get people convinced to buy it if it was cheaper, if you were to recommend it well. But with these book clubs being an incentive and just being fans in general, you should push people to do your best to be like, okay, look, it's hard because convincing people to do things is just difficult in general because, you know, people are people. But it's definitely going to be on reviews and things to get people to buy it and to understand why it is the way it is and what they're getting into. Like, for example, you could take the amount of text in Clannad and then compare it to like an entire book series and be like, okay, how much is the entire Harry Potter series going to cost you? How much are all those books going to cost? Quite a bit. Like, that's quite a bit of money to pay for a bunch of those books. So looking at it from that kind of pricing perspective, it's actually pretty valid.
Although, the thing to remember here, though, is people aren't comparing it to books or movies, they're comparing it to other games that are on Steam.
Yes.
Namely, the abundance of really cheap games, because Steam is a market composed of users who won't buy games that are above, like, $5.
Yes.
Yeah.
The environment is very vicious.
I think on a regular market, against people who aren't crazy, that $50 is pretty... It's solid, like, that's valid, and that matches the market elsewhere.
Going into the realm of games, I mean, I've paid $40 for 3DS games, some of which are only 15 hours long. And I think the amount of time you get for enjoying a game is a good way to gauge the worth of a game, how much you pay for it. So in that sense, I would say that Clannad is definitely worth $50 in my eyes.
I want to agree with you, Pepe, but I want to bring up again the really big important thing to remember here is that this is not like 3DS. This is Steam, and everyone's Steam is a bargain hunter, which is why it's really rough. And don't get me wrong, I think it has potential to find the market, but it's gonna be hard. They have to market it hard. They have to do a lot of sales, or just big sales initially, to get people interested. Because the thing is, I mean, you can gauge it by hours of content, but I could pay $3 for Terraria on sale and get like hundreds of hours of content out of that. And when you're on Steam, you're probably thinking about games and things that you can do to just waste your time away, which means you're not thinking about, oh, this is a visual novel, I want to play a visual novel. You're thinking about, I want something to play.
It's definitely a vicious cycle on Steam, and I know that even indie developers, I've read about indie developers having to really underprice their games in order to sell enough to break even. And I mean, that's something that that's the way it works. I mean, I doubt that the Visual Arts and Sekai Project will allow themselves to have to move away from their plan just because of how the market works. But I mean, it's also worth noting that visual novels are kind of a realm of in and of itself in Steam, because a regular Steam gamer won't just go in there, see clan ad, and then be interested in it, even if it is $10, for example. The people who will be interested in clan ad are people who know what it is, most likely, and would know what the visual novel is and know what they're getting into. Now, it's those people that we have to ask, is $50 worth it?
You're using Steam as a platform.
Yeah.
Not necessarily as a market. Like, because there are cheap people on Steam does not mean that people don't also use Steam just to buy games in general. Or that companies don't use Steam as a platform, because they do. And I know this is just such a big issue with a lot of people, but if you look at like Metal Gear or Fallout or something, like Steam is a platform for games. And people are, I think, becoming slightly more accepting of that, and they should be, because that's what it is. And it's a good platform for games. That's what I use it for. I don't typically use Steam for sales. Do I take the sales when they're up? Hell yeah, I think it's great. But at the same time, it's also just a place to get games very easily. Yeah, so like, for example, in regards to content or something, people will buy a new game on Steam, and then also buy like some Seasons Pass or some DLC thing as well, and it costs, you know, a ton. So that exists.
Yeah, but in cases like that, it usually has something behind it already. Visual novels are trying to break in here, mostly.
Yeah, and that's the job of the people to direct. That's the job of the people to direct. That's not the company's fault for pricing it the way that it should be priced.
I disagree. You can't say it's the consumer's fault for not paying like $1,000 for a product just because you didn't want to do well. Obviously, that's a hyperbole. It's an extreme example.
It's an extreme example, but
$50 is still a lot of money, and you can't say it's the consumer's fault if they're like not willing to pay that because they don't want to support a product. If it's just priced too highly, you feel, then you won't pay it.
Would it be different at $40?
Yeah, I think it would be. I think it'd be different at like practically any lower price point. Now, don't get me wrong, it'd still put off a lot of people. I think the big thing here isn't even the $50 price point, though, right? It's they have to capitalize on sales. They need to do like a lot of sales or big sales, either or, because people, even if it's like still $25, if people see that it's 50% off and other people are recommending it, then they'll pick it up because they're like, well, shit, I don't know when it's going to be 50% off again. I need to get it now, otherwise I won't be able to get it later when it's like 10%.
Classic marketing tactics.
Yes, it's marketing.
Yeah, that's a Steam tactic. What did you guys think about that person who says that along with the price point, they immediately started complaining about the art?
I mean, that's their problem there.
I shouldn't have to pay $50 for 11-year-old art. Well, I like Link's point. I would also like to say that a lot of the people who are complaining probably aren't complaining for the interest of visual novels in the market. I'm pretty sure they're complaining because they personally don't want to pay.
Well, I've noticed that the people who are complaining about it being an old game are the people who play a lot of visual novels. Like, they're already into the visual novel market, so they already have experience with other VNs, and that's what they're basing it off of, I think. So they're saying, oh, this newer VN costs less than that, and I want to play a newer VN no matter how good the old VN is and how many features.
Yeah, but what about the content?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That they want to play like newer VNs.
Something like Clannad is not going to be the same length as something like Fault. or
yeah, but they would rather pay more money for a newer VN that they have probably not all have no idea about.
It's for that same it's for the same reason that I think that an Angel Beats localization would be more lucrative than Clannad personally, because Angel Beats was an explosion in the West.
Yeah, like if they priced and Angel Beats at $50,
widely reviewed as something that didn't have enough content.
So if they price Angel Beats first beat at $50, despite it being a lot shorter, people won't be complaining about, oh, it's an old game, even though...
Although, I mean, they'll complain. They won't complain about being old.
They will complain.
Actually, yeah. they're probably just complaining about it being expensive, and they're trying to justify their complaint.
Yeah, that's really the case. Although, on a slightly different but similar note, one thing that I think could be off-putting to people... just in general, I mean, even among visual novel fans is, like, the art. Don't get me wrong, it's HD, and I'm used to, like, he stuff, and I think it looks fine, but, like, real talk, it's off-putting to people.
No,
if they aren't super used to that kind of thing.
No, not just that it's very anime, but compared to VN's release recently that have, like, Nekopar, for example, I won't say anything about the story, but the art is really fucking good. I actually have another topic that I want to bring up in relation to the price. Like, I guess having this game at this price point will mean less sales on Steam, right? But what do you guys think it means for the future of Ki? Do you think visual arts will be off-put by it?
Or I think visual arts is already satisfied with the Kickstarter input, personally.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, because... people forget that the Kickstarter is technically customers already. I feel like Tomoyo After
would be even more interesting to look at in regards to price point.
They might have already broken even with the Kickstarter. So all the money that they're getting from the Steam sales would just be extra.
I think it's probably like direct profit at this point. I don't really know what the total costs would be, but I do know people who are interested in this novel. Regardless of price point, there are people who are interested because they know the anime, but they also know that the VN is more content, and they want to get into visual novels, and it's good. Like,
in the same way, you can't expect them to spend $50, as back then when VNs weren't localized, we can't expect them to spend 80 hours on a visual novel. Like, if people want to get into a visual novel, I would not recommend Clannad as their first visual novel. No. So
Planetarian.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I tell them to buy Planetarian first. Ask, did you like what you were doing? Just reading text. Yeah, something like that. And if they like that, then they can invest more.
Multiply Planetarian by 5. You don't even get a Clannad.
No, you don't. I guess another thing that might be controversial is because of the price point, it will encourage. Well, not, I guess in there will be more people who will pirate it. That will, yeah.
Yeah, I guess... that was. I kind of forgot about that now, but I did say that initially to my friends.
I still think
in this case, $40 is the same as $50 because.
Let me ask the question. Yeah, in regards to this price point, what price do you think it should have been?
In my opinion, to keep it fair? What? I'm confused. I would say 50, yeah. Yeah.
Because $30 is... like, that's underselling, because Grisaia is 40.
That's underselling, because Grisaia is 40, Jisenjo no Mao is 30, which is shorter than both Grisaia and Clannad.
Mm-hmm.
So but it's not that about that. It's about attracting
those,
people.
Yeah, but wouldn't those
fans be upset? You were attracting people with those novels too. That's the whole point of Sekai Project existing is to attract people
and bring things over
to fans. I think that Clannad would have been fairly priced at $40. I think that that's actually better than 50. I agree. I think 40 would be better. However, I also think that people who wouldn't get it at 50. Probably wouldn't be too inclined to get it at 40 because it's still a steep price, especially whenever you're talking about introductions. And then to go even further off of that, as far as piracy is concerned, I'm pretty sure if someone would pirate it at $50, they would still pirate it at $40 because pirate people are cheap asses.
I was about to say
their interest is paying no money because they probably can't pay any money anyways.
Yes. Like, if you ask me how much do I think it should have cost so that the people who pirated would instead buy it, I'd say $15 to $20, which is totally not giving the game justice.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's good as well. Like, $15 to $20 would definitely make sales. Like
a lot of people would buy it,
spreading things around.
Yeah.
Right.
See, with $15 to $20, a lot of people make sense would buy it. Yeah. True.
And what I understand from Visual Arts is that, you know, they're a very strong business, and we're talking about a split between them and Sakai Project. Where's the money going is a great question. Into could there be funding. Some percentage buffs? Is there a reason that it went from 40 to 50? Maybe they're trying to spread it out more?
They've already announced Little Busters. They need money for that. What I was saying earlier is I think one good thing that'll come out of it being $50 is that people who buy it will actually fucking play it. Because I know people who have bought Planetarian for $10 and it sits in their library unplayed.
Oh my god, yeah, I can totally relate to that because when I was much younger, I dabbled in a little bit of piracy with my DS and I was downloading a heap of DS games and it was awesome for a while, but I quickly realized that since the games had no monetary value and I wasn't spending any money on them, I was just kind of... I didn't feel that incentive to complete them. It was only when I started actually buying games with my own money again that I really felt the urge to get down and just complete all those games. So it's like, yeah, money really gives you incentive to finish something.
Whenever you pay, you're making an investment. And any smart consumer is going to be like, I'm getting my X amount of dollars out of this. Even if you bought Clannad, I think most people, if they bought Clannad and then actually read the entirety of it, which is huge, and read all of it and experienced all of it, and then looked back on that $50, they would be like, damn, that's hella worth $50. Like,
wait. I want to bring up a pointer on this quick. How many people, this is one thing I've been wondering, is how many people actually realize, though, how much content Clannad has? Like, I feel like people probably wouldn't actually realize that they would be getting, like, dollar to hour ratio plus on their money.
There was that Reddit topic about, that Bonecoast had shared earlier about, like, our visual novel shit or whatever. And people were talking about the amount of writing content and how pacing in visual novels works differently than any other things, because in visual novels, they're definitely very unchained. They just kind of have free reign over the amount of length that they want, right? So in regards to something like Clannad, people don't realize how big it is. Like, it's humongous, and that's why I brought up the amount of, like, how much it would cost for you to get a couple of books. Like, a book is going to cost you, like, a hardback book's going to cost, like, $15 or something, $20, and you gotta buy, like, five of those fuckers for, like, a series? You're talking about spending upwards of $60 to $80 for a book series, whereas you're paying, you know, $50 for one that's longer than all of those in regards to content. That's why, again, the content and the pricing makes sense.
I agree with it makes sense, but I mean it's hard. It's a tough one.
I think you can empathize. I think 40 with would be the best price point,
but I think 50 is totally valid.
And you can also empathize with the idea that it is very expensive and that people may not want to make that commitment, even if it's greatly reviewed. I think that that's valid. However, I don't see any other way to do it.
Yeah.
Like, without it being just a stupid business decision.
Well, the fact of the matter is it's gonna put off a lot of people. I'm just thankful that... Imagine if the character routes were DLC, that would be fucked up.
It's hard to go on Steam and join the discussions and say, look, you don't understand why this is priced this way, how much this is, and why it makes sense to anyone who actually knows what it is, you know? Because 9 times out of 10, they're not going to care, because they still can't afford it, so they're just going to be like, oh, I can't do that. It's a hard point. You know, it's hard to really discuss.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. I mean, like, there's a lot of things we need to consider here, and did they make the right decision? I don't know. I still feel like $40 would be in a better position for them to start with. But I feel like if they really want this game to sell well, they just need to keep pushing those sales and really promote the game to prove to people that, you know, it's worth their money. But yeah, it's going to be a tough road, but hopefully it pays off because this game deserves all the sales it can get. So thanks for joining me, everyone. Especially thanks to LinkThinks for appearing as our guest once again. It's great to have you on board again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was nice to be back in the loop again.
The Moe boy.
Yeah, Moe boy.
Also, if you can spend $110 on Battlefront, you can spend $50 on Clannad.
Well, rip.
Also, don't forget to buy Harmonia when it comes out on Steam very soon.
Yeah, be sure to buy Harmonia. And don't get upset when it's $20, but you're like, oh, that's like almost half a Clannad. Clannad's so much more.
You're going to get a whole lot out of that $50.
You're
going
to get a lot. You're going to get a lot out of that $50, man.
You're not even going to remember that $50 by the time you finish